Well, this has got to be the weekend where the Dodgers turn it around. This has got to be the weekend. You got Cincinnati in town. You drop the first game. You get three more cracks at them, though, Rodney.
Oh, they better win all three. I mean, they put themselves in a hole losing the first one. But, you know, with a team like that that's reeling, that's, a, you know, you call them the worst team in baseball.
I guess not last night.
They get a little life. They believe, you know, and right now nobody fears the Dodgers. Nobody.
That's a great point.
Nobody fears them. And so they come into Dodger Stadium thinking they can win. And the Reds did it last night. And I'm sure throughout this series, they feel like they can take the series. So they got to put an end to it right now.
Yep. This will be a big weekend for them. If things don't turn around this weekend, on Monday, we'll have a very different conversation. No question about it. But they'll try to right the ship. Tim Cates will have Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck leading in.
Way to go, Cates.
You'll hear the game right here on AM 570 LA Sports. Hello, Matt.
So is it like, are you panicking yet? No. Are you panicking yet? No.
We don't. You
are
know
you
what?
Panicking yet? Yes.
What day is it?
Is that what we're talking about?
No, we don't do that topic.
You're the panic brothers. We're not.
We're not. We don't.
Oh,
do
I'm panicking. I wasn't until last night. Now I'm officially panicking.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, last night did not go.
No, did not go well at all.
We thought we were panicking after that.
When's the last time Dave Roberts really got loose with it in the presser, man? I mean, he got loose with it last night.
He didn't.
He wasn't loose. He was depressed last night.
But I thought it was great. I'm really impressed. Fred broke some news. I guess Babe Ruth is going to play third base for the Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
This is Babe Ruth. Talk about Justin Turner has to save everything.
Yeah, he does.
He's not Babe Ruth. There's no chance that's going to happen. He's still Justin. He can't. Dan Colletti said it right. There's no way you can put that on him.
Well, then you know what? What are they going to do? Somebody has to do something, and he's the only guy.
Their front office
can
make a move.
Playing.
Is what can do. You can't put it on Justin Turner. He's not. First off, look at his numbers. Last year at the World Series, he hasn't really hit well since the second round of the playoffs.
Right.
And he's still coming back from being hurt.
I know, but there's no one else.
Even at his best, he's a cog in the piece. He's not the piece.
Yeah, but maybe
let me ask you this,
the atmosphere.
Bill, let me ask you this though. Don't you think that at some point, this is like in anything, when things are not going the right way, you got to change it up a little bit. Like even in football, you know.
No,
if you go in and say, "Oh, we're gonna throw the ball all over the place," and they're playing prevent, or we're gonna run a ball down their throat, and they're playing a 9-man front. You got to change up your game plan. For the Dodgers, they're not playing any kind of small ball, any kind of moving the
but
runner.
But one guy,
over,
but
kind
in
of
baseball,
anything.
One guy is
but
not
the
like
philosophy.
It's not like a quarterback. It's not like a change of quarterback. One
well,
guy.
No,
can't.
I think what Ronnie's saying is strategery.
Of course.
Guys
exactly.
Over.
Exactly. I agree with that. I agree with that. But you were talking about Justin Turner being the guy. No,
Fred was.
Oh, Fred. Yeah, Fred.
There you go. Good partner. That wouldn't be.
Oh no! Now you said. Oh, okay.
Fred has the one man. Fred has the one man panacea.
Ronnie's got Fred's back. Win or tie.
Yes, win or tie. Win or tie. That's how it is. This is.
Bill, given the way everything is gone, and they're not changing the way they're playing, we know that. They don't move guys down. They don't play small ball. I mean, they're doing nothing to change their style of play.
No, you guys made a really good point on your show, is that last year it worked. Everybody on the other teams have made adjustments. Now Dodgers have to adjust. It can't just be home runs swing from the butt.
That's what Farhan was quoted saying. Well, we just need more home runs.
Yeah.
You know, we were third in the league
Dodger,
last year.
Dodger
we're fourth
fans
from the bottom
do not
this year.
Hear that.
They do not. How do you just, we just need more home runs.
Swing harder.
Swing harder. Yeah.
That's good golf advice, by the way. Yeah. Hey, if it's going bad, just swing harder.
Second guess and third, nobody out. Let's just go try to hit an 800-foot home run.
Guess who had the fewest strikeouts last year in Major League Baseball?
Marlins.
The Houston Astros. The world champions. I gave my A material. You did it again. You got my A material. I was supposed to save it for the show.
I said that. They put
Damn
the ball in play last
Every time
year.
You come in, you start bitching at us about taking your material.
Now I just give it to you.
We don't even ask a question.
I know.
And you just start.
No, I know. I know. Yeah, I know. You're right.
I do want to point out, though, I mean, if you're going to quote that for the Houston Astros, I mean, the Dodgers did make it to Game 7 of the World Series. Clayton Kershaw blew a Game 5. Kenley Jansen blew a save in Game 2. So it's not like... You know, they
could have gone either way.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't forget Yu Darvish. He's only going one way with Yu Darvish. Okay.
Thank you. Do you think they should have re-signed him?
No, I was screaming all winter about not re-signing him. I was talking to the Dodgers about it, texting, talking to people in the front office. You can't do it. Why not? You can't. And then, of course, he comes out for Fan Fest, and he wasn't there, but they were talking about re-signing him, and the place erupted in boos. And the Dodger front office finally saw what the fan base would do to this
guy. Yeah, there's no way they should have re-signed him.
There's no way. No way.
Although we took a lot of calls from people that said, oh, yeah, absolutely.
They did.
Absolutely.
It would have been worse than Pedro Baez when the gates open.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst. And again, last night.
People now, they're not even upset about Baez pitching with the Dodgers. They don't want him pitching in professional baseball. People are so mad at him. That people have called me, why doesn't he quit the game, the entire game?
And he just got the win two nights ago.
Yeah, he's not that bad. He's not that bad, but God, they hate him.
Fred had him at Cy Young candidate.
I had him at Cy Young candidate. Yeah.
Well, he's got Justin Turner with Babe Ruth, so what the hell?
Yeah, I have lofty expectations. Have a good weekend, man.
Thank you.
All right, boys.